Soikos had been featured, I think, in like a Washington Post article. And I was like, I'm just going to reach out to her. Are the people receiving those just people who've signed up?
Yeah. I mean, there are times that, you know, we'll get some folks back that are like, hey, thank you for this. I'm white, though. And we're like, we still care about your mental health. Soikos. 15 love, 30, 40 love, advantage you
till we get to.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. It is Wednesday. It is my Thursday. I actually said that this morning as I posted the social media. I was like, it's a guest-filled Thursday. And then someone politely texted me, it's Wednesday. Well, it's my Thursday.
That's right. You got Friday and Monday off.
I got Friday and Monday off. Go get hitched.
Yes.
Very excited.
Coming soon.
Well, I'm excited. We do have a guest. Like, the whole show is basically guest today, which is super exciting. Yeah. So we're going to cover a lot of different topics. But our first guest for the first half hour is a digital organizer from the Human Rights Campaign. She works out of Green Bay, Wisconsin to expand civil rights for LGBTQ plus people across the state and the country. Her pronouns are she and her. Eliza Cousin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be beamed into Waukesha today.
You're beamed into Waukesha, which is where we are.
Yeah.
That does not sound like a Green Bay accent.
No. What gave it away was it? I haven't even said the word bagel yet.
Oh, that is very different than my bagel.
Bagel. I've been practicing. The hardest word is squirrel.
Squirrel.
Because I two syllables, not squirrel. Squirrel. Yeah.
Jane, still. Doesn't your husband also say, what does he call squirrels?
Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Excuse me.
Squirtle.
How's rural? Can you say the word rural very well?
Rural. I can.
I can't really. Rural. Is the rural. Yeah.
Eliza, what about aluminum?
You mean aluminium? Like, we could go all day.
We could do this all day. Well, I mean, I don't want to stay too long on how you made it to Green Bay, Wisconsin, but you are a newbie. Not newbie. How long have you been in Green Bay?
I've been in the States and Wisconsin since 2014.
Okay.
First to Ohio, then Madison, and then Green Bay as a trailing spouse. This is where my husband's family is from, and we've made a little home here in his hometown. It's such a wonderful home base for activism. If you're someone who wants to make the world a little bit better and a little bit fairer, there is no better place to be effective.
In Wisconsin or in Green Bay or both?
I would say both. Yeah. I'm here sitting in the 90th Assembly District, which is a progressive bastion, really in a sea of red.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely got that safe haven vibe in Green Bay.
Is Christina Shelton your Assembly rep?
She is, yes. Yes. Although I was actually redistricted on the border. So I was shunted out of the 90th into the cold of the 88th.
And who is that representative?
John Marco.
Ah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a treat.
He's not a big fan of our friend of the show, Kristen Lyerly.
Yes.
I'm waiting to have her back on so we could look at some of his Facebook lives that seem very entertaining.
Yeah, it's always when he's like driving and he's just like talking about the traffic and the weather. And it's like, did you need to do this on Facebook Live, or could you just like call your best friend? Like, I know like the drive from Green Bay to Madison is not that stimulating. I do it often. I feel like that's not the right medium.
Like, call your mom. Catch up with your mom.
Call your mom. Your mom probably wants to hear from you. Yeah. So But who am I to judge other people's content?
Exactly. And speaking of content, so you are a digital creator and digital content organizer for Human Rights Campaign. For those who don't know, tell us more about Human Rights Campaign.
Yeah. So we are the largest LGBTQ civil rights organization in the world. We have about 3.5 million members across the US, and we work at every level of government, from local all the way up to the White House, to elect candidates that support LGBTQ equality, that believe, you know, that trans kids should have a good time at school. It's really one of the benchmarks. Making sure that the laws that get passed by or paid and elected representatives really help put people on an equal footing in society, regardless of who they are or who they love.
And so, obviously, like you said, this is the headquarters is in DC, but there's different state locations as far as work that's being done at the state level or even the local level. And so what are some of the endorsements or legislation that you're working on in Wisconsin, and how does that relate to stuff that's happening at the federal level?
Yeah, I love that question. So unlike, you know, our friends at like Planned Parenthood or the ACLU, we're just one organization. My bosses in DC, that's where our office is. We work remotely on the ground in Wisconsin. And we treat Wisconsin very special. Because, you know, the whole premise of your show, as goes Wisconsin, right? So HRC recognizes how politically significant our state is. And we are one of six priority states, the others being Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and I've lost count. So those are really the Obama Trump states plus Georgia, yeah, the ones that really do have the power to flip. And so within those six states, HRC has really invested in organizing at the local level. So before I was promoted in 2018, I started my career at HRC as a local field organizer working in Green Bay and the Fox Valley to really build up LGBTQ political power and build up the community. And I was the first person to ever have that role. We had never had someone working at that local level before in the state of Wisconsin. I had counterparts in Milwaukee and Eau Claire and Madison, and we've continued that field program pretty much uninterrupted from 2018 all the way through to the 2022 elections.
And so,
it is a huge investment.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what does the like capturing or leveraging the power of the LGBTQ vote look like in Wisconsin? And I, you know, is because obviously there's a lot of allies, there's a lot of people who fall and identify being part of that group. And so what does it look like to actually organize them and get them behind a candidate, get them behind legislation?
The way I explain it is I'm like a social worker, but for politics.
Huh.
If you are in a state of personal crisis, you would go to a counselor or a social worker. If you're in a state of political crisis, which I assume all of our listeners are, then you need an organizer, because they're going to operate in the same way, help you work out what your priorities are, help you work through your feelings in response to what is happening in Madison and Washington, work out how you fit, and then navigate what you can do about it and really help you feel like you have your agency back in the democratic process. So what that looks like, you know, in 2018, I started this event called Queer Caffeine, which are now held around the country, and we would just meet in a coffee shop on a Saturday morning and talk. And sometimes I'd come with an agenda, sometimes I'd do like a little training, but really we just kept it flexible. And it's that amazing thing that happens with a group of people. The group decides what they need that day. Like the group defines the energy. So we've had ones where you know, people were sharing their coming out stories or talking about how to support their queer kids. And we would end in pre-pandemic, like tears and group hugs, because that's what we needed, right? That kind of collective group therapy. And then other times we would have a candidate come in and pitch themselves, or we'd be like, there's this bill, or there is this nonsense happening in the city of Neenah. What can we do about it? So really just being a conduit between that really vibrant and diverse LGBTQ community and the political process, because those can be very disparate. People don't always understand that they can and should be involved and interested in politics, because, you know, people have been burned. They have good reason not to be paying attention.
And so, as you said, candidates come in and sometimes pitch themselves. And so who are, in this cycle, as we go into the general in November, who are some of the candidates that you, the group has endorsed?
So far, we've endorsed Mandela Barnes, U.S. Senate, Tony Evers for governor, and Josh Cole for attorney general. So we're really starting at the top of the ticket. We endorsed Mandela just before the primary happened, and we, you know, that was not much of a stretch. He has been such a strong advocate, and, you know, really modeling allyship. Obviously, we prefer him to Ron Johnson.
Yes. We were talking about Ron Johnson later in the show. He just said another thing. He's like, he said something about pharmaceutical companies being hurt by this. It's just like, the man, yeah, anyways, I digress. Keep going.
The Australian news cycle I woke up to is someone wrote an op-ed about how tenants have more rights than landlords. Same logic. Like, I feel that's Ron Johnson logic.
All right. Well, we have to take a break quickly, but when we come back, I want to talk about the Respect for Marriage and Equality Act and where any updates on that, because I think, obviously, our Senator Tammy Baldwin has taken the lead on that and what updates we've seen and where it is in the Senate. And then I also want to talk about the HRC inclusivity scores and how Wisconsin's top cities are faring on that scale. So our guest today is Eliza Cousin from Human Rights Campaign. And when we come back, this will still be As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.